Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Welcome to Posh Prince Couch. My name is Sheyi Oluwasogo, as you all know. And let's start with, hooray, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone. It's 2026. And I'm so excited to be here with you guys. We made it. A lot has happened. Even in this year already, things are happening. So we need to be grateful for the opportunity to be alive. Yeah, so I'm excited to meet you guys again. It's been 2 weeks I've been off. And guess what, guys? I was actually meant to be on the show last week, live, even though we did the pre-recorded one where we played it last week. But I fell ill. Yeah, I was not feeling well at all. It was really bad, but I thank God I survived and here I am again. So I have reason to be grateful. I have reason to be happy. Yeah, it's Posh P Couch again. So season 3, episode 1. This is a new one for the year. Before we closed last year, the last topic we did was a rant of the day, which we turned into a ranting episode where everybody was expressing themselves, how they are feeling, and it was a very good one. And that's on now on YouTube now, guys. If you go on Posh Prince Couch on YouTube, you will find that episode there. So it was a good one. I really enjoyed it. I got a lot of feedback and people are happy. So we're gonna do better in 2026. Yeah, we go all in. We go harder. So thank you for everyone that's been on this journey with me. I really, really appreciate each and every one of you. So today, the topic is just like, it's a new year. So I feel it's always best to start with resolution, goal settings. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. But obviously, as you all know, Posh Pig Couch is all about mental health, getting it right, living to your full potential, opening up, having a safe space to speak, you know, for women and for everyone. So this year, we're going to be setting our goals, but how best is it to set it where you have your right mindset? So we're not just setting goals, we're going to set our mental health straight so we'll be able to achieve the goals that we set for ourselves this year. So yeah, let's start the show with a song as usual. And it's going to be a very good song because it's titled Happy by Pharrell. So I want us to be in a joyous mood. I want us to be happy and get excited about this year. So let's listen to Happy and I'll be back in a second. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room.
Cause I'm
Welcome back, my people. Here is Posh Pitch Couch with Shay Oluwasogo. And as I said earlier, this episode is where we get a clarity of how we are setting up our year as a whole. You know, what a best time to start something new. It's a new year, it's a new week, it's a new month. So today, I'm just going to be giving us how to set a goal and how to make sure we stay grounded in what we actually chose to do this year. Because the new year doesn't change your life. You have to change your own life yourself. So why are the reasons why resolution fail? Well, one of the reasons why resolution always fails is because we actually do not have our mindset in the right places. Because it's easy to set a goal. Easy to take a pen and jot a lot of things that like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But how committed are you to what you've just you want to do? A lot of people start the new year saying, oh, this year I'm going to go to the gym. This year I'm going to be making a lot of money. This year I'm going to start a business. You know, a lot of things people actually start talking about what they want to do for the year. But what we always fail to realize is having our mental health in the right place is actually one of the most important things when setting up a goal. You know, when you've made up your mind to do something and you still carry a burden from the past or trauma, these things come to play and hinder what you wanted to do in the future. There's a saying that said, if you do not deal with something from the past, it will show up in the future. So the first thing we need to do when we're setting a goal is to make sure we tackle what is actually hindering us from the past. So for example, you might be thinking you have a grudges against someone and that is eating you up. You know what? When you set a goal and you want to do something, and if that keeps coming back to your head, trust me, it's going to affect the way you plan your day or your week or even your whole year to be, because you've got something that's affecting you. Another example is trauma. I mean, if you have a trauma, you're thinking about something that happened in the past, you've not let it out, you're not healed, and you set a goal upon that, trust me, that could also be one of the reasons why you might not be able to achieve what you've actually planned to achieve. Every January, people do this stuff of saying, oh, I'm going to do this. But nobody asks you, what mindset am I taking to this year? What trauma did I carry over from last year? Those are the questions you need to ask yourself when you are setting a goal. And one of the reasons also is your habits. What kind of habits do you have that's going to sabotage your future plan? Right, we need to walk through all these things first before we can actually say we are setting a goal for the year or for the week or for the month. If your settings are broken, even good goals will not work. And that is the major thing I want to tackle on this show today. Is it's not just about setting goal, it's about making sure that the goal is actually in line with what you actually want to do, and make sure you've battled or you've tackled your past before moving into the future. So one of the points I've got here is why most resolutions fail. You know, January resolution versus February reality. People always start well in January, but give it 2, 3, 4 weeks. By February, it's gone out of the window. They relapse. A lot of things happen. You know, social media pressure also is there. You might set a goal and feel like, okay, I'm going to do this. And by the time you open social media, you see this and you've seen that, you're like, no, I can't do this. So there's a lot of things we need to tackle when we are actually setting a goal. You know, unhealed trauma can affect our focus. It can affect our discipline. It can also affect our confidence. So, and that's why Poshpay Couch is here. So we can actually tackle those kind of things that might affect us in setting a goal for the future. You know, survival mode versus intentional living. You know, a lot of people are struggling to live, but you need to be intentional about what you want to do. Trust me, there's going to be hiccups along the line. There's going to be distraction. There's going to be a lot of things that will make you want to give up. But you have to be intentional about what you actually want to do for the year. You know, and also sometimes it's good to set one or two goals than setting 15, 20 goals, because there's something called burnout. When you're trying to juggle multiple goals at the same time, I mean, some people are graced to do it, but we are all graced differently. So sometimes it's better to actually have one or two goals to say, okay, this is what I want to do this year. I'm going to start this month with this, and you tackle that than having a lot. Oh, I want to start this. I want to start this business. I want to start praying. I want to start going to church. You name a lot of goals, and because there's a lot on your plate, now it's difficult to actually achieve those goals that you set yourself. So my advice is always to actually set one or two goals. And then, if you're lucky and you're blessed to smash those two goals, don't say, okay, yeah, I've achieved my goal for the year. No. Then you have another one. You might have a list. Okay, let's do it this way. You can have your list of 15, 20 goals that you wanna achieve. But how about making a priority? So you start with one and put it on top of that. This is the major one. When I finish this, I go on to this. When I finish this, I go on to this. And that makes it more easier when we are setting our goals for the year. For example, you want to buy a house for the year. Right? The house will not just appear. The first thing you need to know is that I need to start saving. What is my saving going to be this year? How much do I plan to save this year? Have I seen a consultant, which is a mortgage advisor? You know, those are the steps that we need to put everything in places. And when we do that, it will be amazing how those goals will be easy to smash. Another thing is also accountability. We need someone to hold us accountable. So when you set a goal and you have someone checking with you that, okay, how far have you gone with this? That person will recall you when you are going out of the line. That person will advise you or will check on you like, okay, you say you're going to be saving £1,000 per month, but this month you've only managed to save £500 or £600. What happened? Then those kind of people are like a police officer for us, but in a good way, because they keep us in check. They keep us in line. For example, also you say you want to stop drinking or you want to stop smoking, you need this accountability officer that will tell you, okay, maybe today you've managed to smoke one cigarette. Well done. It's a journey. The second day, you smoke another one. Then, you know, third day, let's skip one. Then the next day, can we skip another one? And that person will be there to be checked with you. Maybe you've gone a whole week without smoking. That will be a reward. That's another way to motivate yourself when you're setting up a goal. Give yourself some reward, you know. Reward yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back. And with that, you realize that the goal that you're setting will start to come to reality. And today, I'm going to open the line. I'm going to give us a line to call today because I want this episode to be interactive. So when I go on my second break, I'm going to open a line where you guys can call in and then we can actually discuss. Maybe you have one of your goals that you want to share with us, and I can actually be your accountability officer if you want to share your goal, and I'll be there to actually help us on how we can actually set a goal and resolution for the year. So yeah, you can't out also trauma. Trauma is real. You can't discipline depression away because it's there. You can't manifest past emotional wound. There are some things that are just there that we need to walk through, that it won't just go away just in a day or in 1 minute. We have to walk our way through it. We have to progress. It is step-by-step daily thing that we need to do in order to move past those situations. And that's what it's all about this year. We are doing things with intentional. We are doing things with clarity. We are having boundaries. Boundaries is very important when setting up goals. Because there are sometimes when you meet people and they are there for distraction. But guess what? When you set a boundary, then they will know that this is a line I cannot cross and this is a line I can actually cross. And those are the reasons why boundary is actually good. Right. There's some other subtopic that we need to discuss when it comes to goal settings. Right. One of the questions you need to ask yourself is, what drains me last year? Right. You need to know accountability of how your past year has gone. So you need to do some reflective work about last year. What drains me last year? Who had access to me that shouldn't have? And that's why you set a boundary. Where did I abandon my peace? Because you need to keep your peace. Who am I sabotaging my peace for? You know, there's some people in our life that are not meant to be in our life. But because we think we needed them, we keep them in our life. And as long as they are in our life, we cannot achieve the goal that we set for ourselves. And I'm going to be brutal about that. There's some people that they just cannot do the journey with you anymore. And you've got to learn how to let go of those people. What am I afraid will happen if I actually heal? You know what? So many people are actually afraid of healing because they don't know what to do if they are healed. For example, if you have someone who always lash out, who always get angry, you know, when they are not angry, they actually don't know what to do. For example, I'm allowed to talk about this. I have a couple, and the wife seems to be more of an aggressor. It's very more aggressive, and every time she will pick up an argument. And I did a test with both of them, where we can actually cut out the argument. And bet me, every time this man follows this, this woman get wind up because she actually don't know what to do when this woman man does not feed into the argument. And that's reality. A lot of people do not know what to do with themselves because this is an habit that they are used to. This is something that it's like, oh, this is me. No, it's actually not you. It's just that you need to renew your mind. You need to change your mindset. You need to realign your mentality. And that's when you start to see that things that you thought you cannot do with, you can actually do without them. Including your personal behavior, including your mentality, including your friends, including your family. There's a lot of things that we thought we cannot do without, but we can actually do without them. You know, as I was saying, those are the questions we need to ask ourselves this year. What are the things that has been draining you? Okay, Rao, it's time to make sure you stop those kind of things from draining you. Because when you're drained, you cannot fulfill your full potential. You cannot live to your full potential when you are drained because there's nothing inside of you to work with, you know. What are things that drain us? Most likely, people around you. Most likely, the workload that you put on yourself. Even work. You know, some people go to work and they feel like they need to solve all the problems before leaving work. Even when they leave work, they carry the work back to home and still carry on working. I'm sorry, we are not doing that this year. We are finishing work and we are leaving work stuff at work. And when we get home, we are getting on with our own life. We are putting our mental health first so we can achieve our goal for the year. You know, those are the things that we are doing this year. We are not abandoning our peace to peace other people. No, we are not abandoning our peace. Let me repeat that. We are not abandoning our peace to please other people. That we are not doing this year. You know, we are going to be a little bit, I don't want to use the word selfish, but I want to say we are going to take care of ourselves this year. You know, we're going to have a spa date if it's necessary. We're going to go to the gym. We're going to, you know, meditate. We're going to talk to a therapist. We're going to do some things that we don't do before in order for us to have alignment with what we want to achieve this year. And those are the things that we'll do in order for the goals that we've set for them to actually come to reality. So, on saying that, I'm going to go on my second break, and the song will be playing right now is called Push to Start, and is by Tyler. It's a motivational song, and I just want to play that song to motivate us into the next part of the show that I'll be coming up with. So, I'll see you in a minute.
Separation, need no conversation, nah, nah, nah. On everything, it's automatic, going several to a high, nah, nah. Riding, wishing the wheels would fall off. Time is ticking, it's ticking, you're too long. Right before I decide to go.
On the other side, that's what I thought before I took the ride. I burned my bridges so I'd never look back. But if I had known the life I was searching for was looking me right in the eye, oh. If I had known the life I was searching for was already my own.
Duke on the vibe.
Everything I've been wanting, money, first thing for my life. Everything you've been wanting, money, first thing for your life. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa, it's too short, you don't fit for your head. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa, it's too short, you don't fit for your head. Everything I've been wanting.
go they follow, 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 follow you they go.
This year, good news, giant plenty money. Go they follow, 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 follow you they go.
Welcome back, people. The song you've been listening to, the first one was by Push to Start, which is a motivational song from Tyler. And then we listened to Ire by Adekunle. Sorry, I've been trying to get the studio line to be up and running. So I'm going to give you the number, but I'm not sure. So we know if it's going to work or not. So the number is 0161-222-9960. I'll say that again. 0161-222-9960. So if anyone wants to come in, that is the line to call for this evening. So right, going back to the topic, goal settings for the year, resolution. So there's three good ways to set up your year. And these three things, I want you to write it down, is mental settings, emotional settings, and life settings. And I'm going to touch on each one of them right now. So when it comes to mental settings, you need to protect your peace at all costs, because it actually costs more than money. So protect your peace. So mental settings is very, very important. The second one is emotional settings. Listen, guys, you need to stop explaining yourself to people that just want to misunderstand you. Because there's a lot of people that don't listen with clarity. And some people only hear, they don't listen. Right, when you meet this kind of people, all you need to do is withdraw. It's very important in order to have your emotions checked. And the other side of it is, let us not live too much in our emotions. We need to learn how to balance logic and emotions. Because there's some emotional truths that will hit you. There's some decision that you need to make, that you need to take out emotion side of it. So those are the number two points I'm going to be making. And the last one, like I said, is life settings. We need our life in order. And how do you do that? It's through consistency. You've got to be consistent in everything you do. You know, you don't need to fix your whole life at a go. You need to start one step at a time. You know, they said a journey of 10,000 years starts with one step. So you need to learn how to start and be consistent. And when the consistency is in place, trust me, everything will definitely fall in. It might take time. It might take a minute. Sometimes you might even think, am I doing it right? Or what am I doing wrong? But listen, stick to the script. Stick to the script, and guess what? It will eventually fall in places as long as you're doing the right thing. Right. One of the reasons why most goals failed is because we set them based on pressure, not on purpose. So you need to make sure your goal aligns with your purpose. One of my goals last year was to start Poshmi's Couch. And when I started, do I have the number in the beginning? No. Is the number going up? Yes. Am I making money out of it yet? No. Will I make money? Yes. Am I fulfilled? Yes. Fulfillment is very, very paramount to what I do, because I want to be happy when I see someone is happy. And that is my goal. And those are the things keeps me in check. Those are the things keeps me going. If you're money driven sometimes, when you don't see the money, you might lose your focus. So you need to make sure what is driving you, it's your purpose. That's one, that's very important. You know, and other thing is, people copy other people's timeline or other people's work. Just because Mr. A is into a certain business and is making a certain amount doesn't mean you have to venture into that business. And this really goes to us, we Africans and Nigerian people. We like to pollute markets. When someone is doing a certain thing, everybody just rush into that field like, ah, this is what is trending. Stand out. Trust me, it's good to stand. It's good to have your own niche. And with that, like I said, it always takes time. This is not a rush thing. This is not what you want to reap immediately. You've got to take your time. You've got to invest. That's and say that said we all have to pay our 10,000 hours for us to be successful in life. Well, you never know. So if you need that 10,000 hours, then you've got to do it. You know. Another thing is the underestimate emotional exhaustion. A lot of time we are emotionally drained, and I spoke about that earlier. And yeah, when you're emotionally drained, there's no way you'll be able to fulfill your full potential, your ability, when you cannot actually have nothing to give anymore. You know, we need to be disciplined. You know, you need to ask yourself, why didn't it work last year? Am I actually disciplined? Am I consistent? Am I on the right track? When we can answer those questions, then we can say, okay, maybe this thing is not working. Then we can go back to the drawing board and see if we need to set another goal or we need to start something new. But we need to give it our whole, you know? We need to give it our all. We need to try our possible best. Earlier, I spoke about survival mood and intentional living. Survival mood is like constant urgency, fear of slowing down, overworking, saying yes to everything. That shows you are actually in a survival mode. But when you are doing intentional living, when you actually know what you want and you're intentional, then you know you have a choice. Oh, never leave yourself with no choice. Always have a choice that if this is not, it is this. Have a backup plan. You know, set boundaries. Say no without feeling guilty or guilt. Say no. Learn to say no. A lot of us are yes, yes, yes people, and that has actually affected us. That has derailed us from achieving our goals. I mean, a lot of my friends I know that lives abroad, they might start a project back home or other project, and the next thing, one person will come and say, oh, I need this thing. My grandma is not well, or something has happened to this. And then before you know, the money that you set aside to achieve your goal or to start that thing that you want to do, you send it. You do this and you do that. Trust me, when you are no more, people will carry on living their life. As a matter of fact, that thing they want to do, they will still do it. But guess you, you will not be able to achieve your goal. So sometimes saying no, it's a good thing. So we need to learn how to say no without feeling guilt this year in order to achieve our goal. Another point is resting, right? I don't know how I can lay emphasis on resting. I was talking to the young people the other day in church, and someone asked, what's the difference between rest and sleep? Right, guys, there's difference between resting and sleeping. Sleeping is actually when you close your eyes and you're gone in under La La Land, you know, dreaming. But resting is actually when you actually sit down, cross your leg, and do nothing. You do nothing. You're blank. You're either watching a movie, smiling, have your cup of tea. I mean, wine is not a bad thing to drink. A glass of wine, they say, chases something away. So I'm not going to finish that. So there's nothing wrong. Rest. Even when you're in your bed, you're not sleeping. You can just be there and just think about good things. Give your soul some rest from hustling and bustling. So you don't necessarily have to sleep to rest. So rest and sleeping are two different things. But I feel like resting is very important. And part of resting is also learning how to say no. Because you might choose a time to rest and someone will tell you, oh, come for this, do this. That's when you tell them no. Because when someone says they are busy, your busyness can be when you're resting. That makes you busy. So stick to your busyness at that time. You don't have to be busy by running up and down, by doing this and doing that. You can be busy by resting when it's necessary. And those are the things we are doing in year 2026. Self-sabotage isn't laziness. It is a protection. So we need to learn that. People sabotage peace because chaos feels familiar. So that's why people sabotage their peace, because they are used to chaotic environment, chaotic situation. So you need to learn that being chaotic doesn't mean that's how your life to be. Your life can actually be more peaceful. And one of the things I think I pride myself in is I have peace all around me. Anything that I know does not give me peace, I chuck it in the bin. And I want us to do that together this year. You know, success can trigger old wounds. Fear of being seen, fear of abandonment, fear of failing publicly. But guess what? When you fall, you get back up again. Even the Bible said the righteous shall fall 6 times. Imagine falling 6 times. That's a lot of falling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But guess what he said? He said we get back up 7 times. So for every fall, there's a comeback. So set that goal and you will achieve it. Even when it seems nuts, stick to the script. Keep pursuing and you will get to where you want to be. You know? Right, another subtopic that I will touch on is emotional depth that you're carrying from last year. The unprocessed anger that you have inside of you. The grief that you didn't acknowledge. Those are the things that we need to work on this year. You know? Is there a phone call? No? Okay. Disappointments that you buried is very important. No, those are the things that we need to acknowledge. Okay. Those are the things that we need to acknowledge in this year. We need to acknowledge all these things, you know. Apologies that you never receive. A lot of time people are waiting for an apology, and that apology seems that it's not coming. Listen, you need to find something called closure. Yeah? You need to get a closure so that you don't feel somehow when it comes to how, when you're waiting for an apology from people. Closure, find your closure by yourself, you know? You cannot start afresh carrying emotional debts. You can't. So those are the things that you can see, that even though the topic is actually a resolution and setting goals, but guys, you can see that I'm trying to clear the fallow grounds of what within the setting goals and also and have a resolution. And that's what I'm actually touching on today. So in order for our goals to be achieved, these are the things that we need to do. You know, not everyone deserves your energy. It's a new year. It's a new season. Let go of some people that are not useful for you. Being familiar doesn't mean healthy, you know. So some people, they are not healthy to your life. Loyalty without boundaries is self-betrayal. You know, we should know that. Some people benefit from you, and that's why they stay in your life. What are you benefiting from them? Life is give and take, you know, give and take. You should be going up like this and like this, not just you doing like this. When you keep giving, there'll be nothing off left of you. So you got to receive and you have to give. You know, not everybody needs an explanation from you. Some people, you just need to ghost them. You just need to let go, you know. And this is for men. Men are taught to perform with strength, not process pain. Guys, this year, women, we will be in touch with our feelings. Yes, we will be self-aware of our feelings. When we're meant to talk, we will talk. When we're meant to react in a positive way, we'll react. When we need to take a step back, we'll take a step back. That's what men are doing this year. We are not taking our silence as a strength. That is not happening. I know that applies to some women also, but this for men. Men often set financial goals, but they ignore emotional ones. Guys, we are setting emotional goals this year. You know, unspoken pain shows up as an anger because you didn't address it. So we are expressing how we feel to our partners. We're expressing how we feel to our friends. Even to our kids, we are telling them this is how it should be. We are letting it out this year in order for us to achieve the goal that we want this year. You know, and when it comes to social media, we are taking it in a positive way. We post when we are meant to post and we'll do it consistently. We ignore things for things that come on your page, the things that you don't want to see, you ignore them. You close your eyes to them, you know. Healing doesn't look impressive online. So whatever people are coming with their own narration online, we ignoring them this year. You know, everything you see online is not real. More than half of it is fake. It's edited. And this is the only place that you can find the clarity and real. We are real here on Pushbeat Couch. And that's why I'm telling you, it's a safe place to be. So this year, we are working together. We are having a strategy. We are resting. And the last thing before I go is we are celebrating our little wins. For every little wins, we'll jump for joy. We will scream. We will shout. Because that gives us a spring to do better. So that is my topic for this year or for this week on Pushbeat Couch. Keeping our emotion check, making sure the goal we've set this year comes to reality. So I'm really grateful for everyone that's tuned in today, either on TikTok or on Radio Africana. Thank you. Next week, I'll be back here. I'll be seeing you again next week. I've got some adverts that is going to be coming up from next week. Today's show, I just want to talk to you people without even no adverts, no anything. I just want to express myself on how we are setting our goal and for the year. So by next week, we're going to come. I'll start doing adverts. I want people, if you want to sponsor, you're more than welcome to allow me either on IG or on email. So, and I will see you next week. By God's grace, goodbye.
No amount of rule books in the world can ever know to teach you how to be yourself. Instead, you are just someone else. No amount of talking, not just friends,
lovely intervention. Can teach you when to up and go. Can tell you when it's overload. When you just can see the future, when you just can see the light, you always got to put on a fight. Don't be crazy, don't break, yeah. You got to know when it's over, it's over. Hallelujah, it's a new year. Total understanding took a while, but now I'm learning. Need no yesterdays, and I don't need your humble praise. Shed another skin, and I feel so better within. I think I'm finally breaking through, 'cause everything it feels brand new. I can finally see the future, I can finally see the light. You always have to put up a fight. Don't be crazy.
So I don't have access to my WhatsApp and my TikTok when I'm on live, because it's a live radio show also. And my PA is not around, who always give me all the questions so I can answer the question. So I'm really sorry for that. I will do better next week. Hopefully she's gonna be back. I love your questions. What peace looks to me. I don't know how to define peace. I think it's the inner thing. It's just calmness. I'm one of the guys that if there's a fire, I will not run. Because I need to know where I'm running to, so I walk out. So I need to assess everything. So I'm very calm when it comes to what I do. So, and that's peace to me. When I feel like people are disturbing me, I think there's another question there. Sorry guys, I didn't have access to all the questions. I would have loved to answer everything. So next week, I hope we'll do better. Thank you for tuning in, and I love you guys, and I shall see you next week. Or I'll come back on live and just do something with you guys on my phone. Then we'll be able to interact. So I'm going to end this one, and then I'll come back on the phone. Thank you very much. God bless you. Love you.